this season on Contributing Factors.
This big misconception is people are just like, snap out of it, get out of bed, do something you love, and you'll be fine. Like, just deal with it. And it's not like that you can't do that. If I could do that, I'd do it right now. But it's just this overwhelming helplessness where you can't. And that's what's so frustrating, because I want to be happy. Of course I want to be happy. Who doesn't want to be happy? No one knowingly says, oh, I think I'll be depressed today. There's a difference between feeling sorry for yourself, which a lot of people think of people with depression, and having a clinical issue where you literally can't control how you feel. And my friends still say, I will never understand how you actually feel, but they're learning to understand it. It's not me being childish or anything like that. It's me just literally not being able to control the overwhelming like nothingness or sadness that I feel on a day-to-day basis.
It is lethal, just like many other chronic diseases.
Even just on a micro level, family systems are impacted by depression. It's such a confusing disorder to confront if you're the loved one. It's hard to know how to help them. They become so withdrawn that you see the quality of those relationships suffer.
There was a point where I felt like I had done, was all my fault because I had been a bad mother. I made her feel that way. Sometimes I would wish I could go back and start from the beginning as a baby and maybe be more positive towards her, maybe not. I don't know. I think nobody really knows exactly how to deal with it.
All that and more on Contributing Factors Season 1, coming March 1st. Subscribe on iTunes and find out more at healthfurther.com/contributing-factors.